This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 30th. God's word to you today is, arise. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 22, verse 29, from the Living Bible, and it says, "Do you know a hardworking man? He shall be successful and stand before kings." Today, I will start you off with some shocking background stories to the success stories a lot of us celebrate and wish for today. Oprah Winfrey was fired as a television presenter. They said she was not good enough. Today, she owns her own television network. "So you got fired. Big deal. Turn it around." Michael Jordan's high school basketball coach said he was not good enough to play basketball. Michael Jordan went ahead to win 6 basketball championships and 5 MVPs. Michael Jordan became arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. He said, "I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. On 26 occasions, I have been entrusted to take the game-winning shot and I missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Today, everyone wears the Air Jordan brand. He has stopped playing, but he is still making money. Stick it out." Proverbs 24:16 says, "For though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again." This man the Bible is referring to is a righteous man. He has not done anything bad. If you're listening to this today and you have allowed yourself to become discouraged, I have news for you. It is your fault that you are discouraged. I know this may not sound nice, but the truth is that you chose to be discouraged. It is your prerogative to become discouraged. You may conclude that I'm being insensitive, but it is a big fat lie. It is your choice. If you think you need encouragement, then encourage yourself. I know this is not very popular devotional content, but you see, great people know how to encourage themselves. Great people do not wait for encouragement or hinge their encouragement on external factors. If you are discouraged, then you are choosing to be, my friend. I have a book called Grinding It Out by Ray Kroc, the man that founded McDonald's. The book is his autobiography, and he shared that he started McDonald's at the age of 52. Stop thinking that time has gone by. Are you 52 years old yet? Imagine how many companies have become billion-dollar companies because they supply toothpicks to McDonald's. What is your excuse? Trash it. Let us pray. Lord, help me to see as I ought to see and act accordingly. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.